thank you, Dan, for sharing with us It's Possible. Love that segment. I know you do too. Why don't you email him and let him know how much you enjoy those segments that he brings to us every week. And I am also privileged to have him here with me live via satellite. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Cheryl. It's actually a privilege for me to be on with you also. So I'm really glad to be here.
Well, we're glad that you can join us. Hey, we've been talking about Joel 2, chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now, that's the A clause. And we've been talking about the Holy Spirit being poured out. What would you like to share with us and add to that today?
Well, this is a passage that I've been looking at for the last year or so. And the more I look at it, the more stuff starts being highlighted to me by God, you know, about what this is actually saying. And there are a lot of layers to this. And last week we were talking a little bit about how your sons and daughters shall prophesy and your old men will dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. But this week I wanted to kind of unpack a little bit of this A section that you're referring to, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And I've been asking God, well, what does this look like, or what will this look like, and when is this going to happen, and how can we pray into this? And I was getting a couple of answers concerning about what it looks like, what this will look like. And if you go back to Exodus 34 and look at verse 10, it's going to say, behold, this is God talking here. He says, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord. Now, this is talking about some high-end miracles and wonders and signs that God wants to pour out into the earth.
Right.
Now, when you think about it, Exodus chapter 34 happened after the Israelites were set free from Egyptian bondage, and all of those tremendous miracles that God poured out at that time. This passage, this little snippet that God said, happened after all of these miracles. And those were some of the most incredible miracles that the world has ever seen. Stuff like the parting of the Red Sea, you know, and the fire by night and the cloud by day, manna coming daily for 40 years in the wilderness so that the Israelites had provision in the way of food. So now God's telling us he's going to pour stuff out that's even greater in magnitude than that. And it's going to be stuff that has never been seen in the history of all the earth. So this gets me pretty excited, because this is going to be stuff that will just blow people's minds. It's going to blow my mind, I know that, and I'm looking for it. And then I found this other passage, and I know we've mentioned this a couple weeks back, but in John chapter 11, when you get to the end of the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and you get down to verse 46 or verse 47, the religious leaders, after this miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead happened, they got together and started having a huddle and a powwow session. And they said, what shall we do? Because they didn't want to admit that Jesus was the Messiah or the Son of God, because he was definitely rocking their boat. And then they go on to say, for this man works many signs. And the implication at this point is that they are not working the signs, but Jesus is working the signs. And then in verse 48, here's the key. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him. One of the Bible versions says the entire world will come to believe in him. So, you know, this is kind of like a triangulation. We're seeing three different Bible passages all saying the same thing, but they're all giving us a different viewpoint of this same thing that's going to happen. So we're talking about miracles of a magnitude that have never been seen in the earth are beginning to be poured out in the end times right now. And it's going to be signs and wonders of a magnitude like raising Lazarus from the dead, and even beyond that, according to what we're reading here. Mm-hmm. And so the ultimate goal of God pouring these types of signs and wonders out is to lead people to believe in Jesus. And right. This is what this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is really going to look like and how it's going to happen.
You know, it's so important that we embrace the Spirit of God and we embrace the supernatural power of God, because it's not religion, it's a relationship. And when you're in a relationship, you know, with the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord is resident, that's what he's talking about. Signs and wonders will follow the word that we preach. As we speak the Bible, as we speak the word of God, then he performs. He backs his word up with signs and wonders, right?
That's absolutely right. And that's backed up in Mark chapter 16 toward the end of the book of Mark. It says the disciples went everywhere preaching the gospel, and the Lord was with them as they preached, and he confirmed the word that was preached with signs and wonders following. So right. A lot of people will say, well, you're just encouraging people to follow after signs and wonders. Well, it's not accurate. What we're asking is, do signs and wonders follow what you're preaching? That's what we're asking. And that's what the Holy Spirit is really highlighting in this time.
Yes, because it's so important that we preach the gospel. We preach what Jesus preached. We preach the word of God, because then there's where the power is. We can't save anyone. We can't heal anyone, but we can speak the word. We can give them the accounts of what the Bible says, and watch God change lives. Because that really, isn't that what it's all about? Changing lives. And the Holy Spirit, he says, I go away, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit that we're speaking about. So,
yeah. All right.
I know you get excited about that. I do too.
We could go on for a half hour real easy, but yeah. God, like you say, God is good. He's a good God. He has good plans for everybody, and he wants to bless people with his and have a relationship with them where he can just release his goodness into their lives. And boy, what a tremendously good God that we serve. I'm really excited to be a part of a winning team.
Woohoo! All right, I'm sure we will continue this and other conversations on next week. It's always a pleasure having Dan Hain from Spokane, Washington, on the program today. Thank you, Dan, and we will talk to you real soon.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you as well. All right. I'm Cheryl. You're listening to The Cheryl Boggs Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be talking to Pastor Terrence Stramel from Greenwood, Louisiana, right after this break.